Hello and welcome to Lifetime Uncorked, the podcast where we discuss your favorite made-for-TV movies. Whether you love to hate watch or hate yourself for loving them, pour up a glass of your favorite cocktail and join us. I am your host, Patrick Serrano, and my guests today are...
I am Drew Current.
I am Carmen Clark.
Yeah,
Carmen Clark.
Yes.
Back on the podcast.
Yep, time to. I'm finally back. I told you, bring me back for some true crime because I do not care about Christmas movies.
It's true.
So...
You're in your wheelhouse now.
Yeah. Now we're really getting into it.
We are.
I'm in my bunker, you know, to bring it.
Yeah.
Really
You're
getting in your bunker.
Girl in a bunker.
Yes.
Which is funny because that's what we're talking about today. Girl in a bunker.
Yep.
Girl in a bunker, which the other one we did.
Yes.
Girl in a box.
Girl in a box. Same production company, same director, same writer.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing.
This motherfucker got
mishy
problems.
I don't know, like maybe it's a weird fetish where his first crush was someone who was trapped in a
box?
Closet.
Sure.
Box.
Yeah, maybe.
Sure, yeah.
Stephen Kemp is his name, the director, writer, and producer. He brought this Girl in a Bunker. Last year he had Girl in a Box. I'm not saying anything, but police, you might want to check out Stephen Kemp.
Like,
your judgment,
check him out. Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Yeah, maybe just...
Keep an eye on him?
Yeah, just an eye on him.
Yeah.
Like, you don't need to, like, question him and bother him.
We're all innocent until we're proven guilty.
But wherever this is made, probably Canada or LA.
There's a basement in Canada somewhere.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So just keep an eye on him.
Yeah.
Yes. So yes, today we are talking about Girl in a Bunker, starring, get ready for it, Drew, Henry Thomas, who you might know as E.T.
As Elliot. From E.T., not E.T.
From E.T.
Whatever.
I call him E.T.
But he's E.T.
He's basically E.T. I mean, right?
Can you call him E.T. Instead of his...
he's going to.
His actor name or character name.
I pretty much did until Carmen corrected me and was like, so you're saying E.T., but you know his name's Elliot, right? And I was like, oh, yeah, Elliot. Ouch. But hey, he's getting work.
Dude, good
you know?
For him.
It's been a solid 20, 30 years.
He has
years,
done things
but...
in between.
Oh,
but
okay.
It wasn't E.T. to Girl in a Bunker.
I would love it if it was like
he stopped at
formerly from E.T. and now in Girl in a Bunker. It's E.T. Henry Thomas.
Yeah.
Good for you, Henry. Good job,
for you.
Man. Get back in there.
Also starring Julia LaLonde.
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 I just have IMDb pulled up, so.
Yeah, me too.
Again, I have not seen this movie. I never watched them.
And Maura Kelly.
Wait, so who was, which one was which?
Julia LaLonde is from Anne of Green Gables.
Okay, so she was the titular girl in the bunker. Okay.
Yeah. She's in the bunker. Okay.
Yes. And then the other one is the mom.
Moira.
Madeline Schoaf. Yes.
Schoaf.
Madeline Schoaf.
She did say that a lot in the movie. Like, I'm Madeline Schoaf. Like, do you remember?
Well, I didn't write down anyone's name because I was like, what is happening in this movie? This is crazy. But yes. And then, I was obsessed with E.T. being in the movie.
Yes.
So it was hard for me to focus. I'm glad
E.T. is in this movie. This goes right into my realm of what movies I like to watch.
Yeah.
E.T., he went to space and he came back to trap a girl in a bunker and make a new friend.
Yeah.
He put like Reese's Pieces trail.
He did that.
To get Elizabeth Schoaf in the bunker and, you know.
And it worked.
Yeah.
And then, she's like, ooh.
And then
Reese's Pieces.
Yeah, he hid in a bunch of like stuffed animals and like put a blonde wig on. It was great.
Yeah.
Not to make light of this true story that actually happened. This is a true story.
Sure.
You know, very fucked up.
Yeah.
So.
another Reese's.
Look, another Reese's.
Oh, look, there's another one right there. What? There's another one.
Hey, you know, look. If Elizabeth Schoaf really followed Reese's, then I could make fun of her all day. Because
and I am not trying to make fun of her, but at least in the movie, it took her a little longer than it should have for her to realize. Like, even E.T. was like, do you understand that I've kidnapped you?
Yes.
And she's like, oh, yeah.
Oh, yes. Mm. So we'll so get to it. Okay. So, yeah. Okay, okay. So, Drew, it starts off, it's September 2006. Now, by the styling of the movie and the way they shot the movie, mm-hmm. it would appear to be set in the same time period as E.T. the movie,
yes.
the 80s.
It did look very
80s. Looked very 80s. Okay. The cars were 80s. The clothes were 80s.
They don't realize how not that long ago 2006 was.
I feel like E.T., the actor E.T., who I'm calling E.T.,
yes. mm-hmm. was
he stipulated in his contract, like, I only appear in 80s movies. You must make this an 80s movie. Stranger Things is hot right now. And we're going to make this like a Stranger Things 80s thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And maybe he did.
Stephen Kemp was like, sure.
He's like, sure.
You got it, E.T. You're in my movie.
What? Oh, I don't give you a fuck it. At all. I don't care about this at all.
But really, this happened in 2006. So not that long ago.
Or maybe they're just saying that, was it North Carolina or South Carolina? That
North Carolina.
Really behind?
Lug off North Carolina. So maybe kind of like a podunk area.
Or yeah. The director thinks North Carolina looks like.
Exactly. He's from Canada. He's like, people live in trailers in Canada, whatever, who cares? They're by the woods, right?
Yeah.
So Lizzie, or Elizabeth, Elizabeth is her name, and only her mom calls her Lizzie. That's very important. They will come back.
Yeah. Okay.
Lizzie with one Z, by the way. Which, come on.
It's weird.
Lizzie McGuire has two Zs. Should have two Zs.
Most Lizzies have two Zs, not just yeah.
Yeah.
She's a normal teenage girl. She wears lipstick and she...
And mascara.
And mascara.
We'll come back to that.
She watches her little brother. She's like maybe kind of popular.
Okay.
We're getting a little popular. Sure. She has a Daisy backpack. She's mm-hmm. like very preteen.
Yeah.
Like 14. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. She's young.
She also has a boyfriend named Case.
Or Kale, as I like to call him.
Yes, Kale. Kale is what Sarah named him. But
yes,
Kale.
But his real name is Case. Like a case of beer.
Yeah.
And she has a best friend who has red hair. And they start off the movie in the classroom, and a girl gets taken away. Her name's Lucy. And we're like, why are we seeing this girl being taken from class? It'll come back.
Okay.
It'll come back.
In the last 5 minutes. I mean, seriously. But
yeah, but that's how all Lifetime movies are. Yeah. So on her way to school, Lizzie and her mom get into a fight because Lizzie forgot her mascara mm-hmm. at home.
Yeah.
And she's very angry. She's like, gotta go back. I need my mascara so Case can love me. I'm 14.
I mean, that's true.
They do show flashbacks, and Case is specifically like, your eyes look really good.
Yeah, your eyes look great today. What's going on?
When you're 14.
No 14 year old boy has ever.
Complimented someone's makeup? No.
When you're 14 or 15, you can only be in love with someone if they have a shitload of mascara on.
It's true. And
it's true.
They say, like, you can never have too much mascara, which I learned is
false.
Not true.
You can't just it's going to get clumpy. You can have too much mascara.
Yeah, Carmen was like, you can have too much. And I was like, what happens?
Yeah,
what happens when you put on too much?
Crazy.
It's like, you don't want to know.
Right. What? Oh, God. So the mom's like, we're not going back. I'm late for work. We got to go. And Lizzie has this really bad attitude. So the mom's like, if you're going to have this attitude, don't even bother coming back home. Mm-mm. Famous last words.
Famous last words.
Oh, boy.
So Lizzie goes to school. We're now going to refer to her as Elizabeth because her mom's done with her.
Okay.
Elizabeth is coming off the bus going home from school now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's her best friend and Case.
Case, yeah.
And he's like,
he's got a little weed.
Hey, you want to smoke some weed? And she's like, no, I don't smoke weed. Oh. Say no to drugs. Nancy Reagan.
Yeah.
But her friend's
Nancy
like,
Reagan, 80s.
Yeah. 80s because this is set in the 80s, but really it's 2006. And her friend's like, I'll hit that bong. Give me that bong.
No, it was a joint. But.
Right, but she's sort of like, I'll hit that bong. Give me that bong.
It did not happen.
No, it didn't happen. So she smokes the weed, and then the boyfriend is like, here, let me put this weed in your backpack because I have to hide it from my parents.
Where's boyfriend?
Right.
By the way, like, my parents will kill me if they find this. Okay, and
like,
mine won't?
Oh, yours
won't?
Are fine?
Okay.
Right. So Elizabeth is like, fine. He's like, hey, do you want to ride home? And she's like, no, I'll just walk. Famous last words. Famous last words. Mm-hmm. I'll just walk home.
Everything is...
When I could have gotten a ride. Mm-mm.
Why didn't she want a ride?
She wanted to walk. It was a nice day. She's 14. Okay. Got to get her cardio in. Who knows?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I guess
so she's almost home in her driveway, And in the woods, someone says, "Hey, hey, little girl," basically, right?
Sure. I don't remember exactly what he said. He probably could have said that.
He was just like,
"Oi,
hey, hey, you." And she's like, "Yes." He's like, "I'm with the whatever county police. See my badge?"
It was like Quinoa County.
Yeah. I'm
Kershaw.
I'm
Kershaw,
from I'm the Quinoa County police.
Mm-hmm.
And
I
heard that you have weed and your brother was smoking weed and he's in the backyard with my other officers. Come here right now. I'm going to handcuff you and take you back and we're going to question you and your brother." And she's like, "My brother? Oh no, my brother got in trouble. I love him." And he puts her in handcuffs.
I know him.
I know my brother.
Oh, my brother? I know him.
Yeah. Yes. And he puts a little collar around her. He's like, "Hey, this is a bomb. If you run away, this bomb will explode and you'll die. By the way, I'm a policeman. If you didn't know that I was a policeman, I'm telling you I'm a policeman." Okay.
And she still kind of thinks that it's a policeman.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
So he takes her to the backyard and she's walking by the backyard. She's like, "Where's my brother and the other officers?" And he's like, "I don't know. Keep walking." And she's like, "Okay." They keep walking and they're like in the middle of the woods now. And he's like, "All right, I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm not a cop.
Now that I got this bomb collar on your
I'm
neck.
Not a cop. Surprise. You should have known that I wasn't a cop."
He literally says,
"He's you like, should have known.
You kind of, it's kind of your fault that I collared your neck with a bomb collar."
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's like, "Do what I say or you'll regret it. By the way, I was in E.T. the movie." Direct quote.
Yes. No, that did happen. That part did happen.
"By the way, do you recognize me?" I'll give you a hint.
Ouch. Ouch. Yes.
Oh, wait, you're 14.
You didn't get that reference.
You haven't seen any movies yet. No.
You're 14.
And he does make a lot of references to things.
He's like, "Do you remember Rambo?" And she's like,
"No.
No.
It's 2006 and I'm 14. No, I don't know Rambo."
Yeah, you haven't gotten to that point. Wow. Anyways, really?
So he uncovers like he dusts off some leaves and he like pulls up a thing in the ground and it's a stairway to like a bunker.
Spoiler alert, yeah, bunker.
Oh, if you didn't know.
Is it a bunker?
Yes. And he's going to put the girl the bunker.
I knew it. I'm a genius.
I know. And he takes her to underground.
Okay,
and
wait. What were your first thoughts on the bunker? Because my first thoughts were, wait, I could be living rent free.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was pretty nice.
Yeah. I mean, a shower?
You'd be like, it's got a shower.
Yeah, so
it's
true.
Got food.
Here's all the cool things in the bunker. I wrote them down.
Uh-huh.
The bunker has, let me find it in my notes.
All the amended.
It has a solar power shower. Okay.
Fuck yeah.
A propane tank. Mm-hmm. Cool. A composting toilet.
Oh, good.
It has like a 12 volt electrical system. Just, so there's light.
Yeah, is that like a hot
there's
light?
A little TV.
Off the grid.
There's a bed.
There is a bed.
There's a TV?
There's a TV.
Oh, I'd be good.
Everything.
Give me food and TV, and that's all I need. Mm-hmm. And a bathroom.
It's still kind of creepy because it's underground. You know, it's like living in a garden apartment.
Right.
You know.
But I could live in a garden apartment. I've lived in garden apartments.
Yeah.
Right. Fine.
I mean, this girl should appreciate where she was living.
I don't know what the big deal is with this.
No. Guys, this is a real thing, and we should not be making fun of it.
Okay. We're talking about the character in the film.
The character, not the actual person.
Not the actual person.
Not the actual people.
Because this movie was ridiculous. I'm just going to say it. If you couldn't tell from my tone, not the same effect as Girl in a Box. I'm just going to say that. Girl in a Box, I was like, whoa, this is really fucked up, and I'm very disturbed. This movie, I was like, what happened?
I mean, in real, like IRL, I'm sure it was probably very scary.
Yeah.
Because she was in there for what, like
10 days? But also this movie had the family involved. So it took us like out of her, perspective and gave us the parents' perspective. So we kind of got a little break from the trauma. It's not like in Girl in a Box, we just followed the girl.
It was just her
nonstop getting whipped, getting like, she was a sex slave. It was horrible. I mean, this actual person was raped and, like, you know, all these terrible things happened to her. Mm-hmm. But the movie
only really shows,
didn't really depict,
alludes to one rape scene, which they're saying is like her losing her virginity, which sucks. but she's fantasizing about Case.
Yeah. So it was
cool.
Done like,
I don't know. It was weird.
It was done like in a quote unquote tasteful way, but it was like a weird choice.
Okay.
It was a weird choice.
All right.
So continuing on, Lizzie's mom realizes that her daughter is gone. Because the brother's like, she didn't come home. And she leaves work and she's frantic. She calls the police.
Oh, the police.
Here's the thing with the police, Drew. They are very like, she ran away. She's not missing. Give it a couple days. Who cares?
Yeah, this is in 2007. Like, I didn't think they still were just like, oh, it's fine.
Right.
Like, you know, I thought you had to kind of pursue that immediately when it's a child or a certain age.
Someone, yeah.
But they were very dismissive and like, they're like, there's nothing we can do. So good luck.
Yeah.
Good luck to you.
I feel like when they do that in movies, that it's an exaggeration still. I know that does happen and happen. But I feel like it's still like an exaggeration. It's just in a movie. It's like, this is a movie, so we got to make the cops and we got to make the tension rise of be like, no, you got to do something. And they're like, hey, calm down. You're being crazy, lady.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Well, they were like the two dumb cops.
The two dumb ones and then the hot
guy who was like getting everything right. But
yeah, the hot cop.
Well, that's okay. So go to the hot cop immediately.
The hot cop on the third day. Mm-hmm. Third day she's missing, which I think is true because it took 10 days to find her. So the one we watched was a special edition of this movie and it had interspliced interviews with the actual people. So they interviewed like the cop, Steve. And he was like, I didn't really believe it. So it took a couple days.
No, the real cops like say, like, we didn't think it was serious.
We didn't think it was real.
I wonder if that would be hard, though. Like, as a cop, if you're just like, my 14-year-old daughter who's just, we just got in a fight and we're bitching at...
About mascara
and... Okay, I see what you mean. They're like,
she probably just ran away from your fight.
She's probably at the boyfriend's house or something. Like,
yeah,
or
exactly.
Something. Probably checked there before
calling
freaking
us.
Out. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But on the third day, they actually arrange a search party to start going out and combing the woods by the house. Mm-hmm. And Hot Cop is like delegating everything. He's getting it done. He's got like a shaved head. He's super hot.
Right. He's fine.
And he...
Is that Officer Kitson?
I think he was like the sheriff.
Oh.
Or something.
I don't know what his name was.
He was like a higher rank.
He was hot.
Oh. Sheriff Thompson?
Yeah. So,
this guy's pretty hot.
They go by the bunker. Like, everyone's like walking by the bunker, and we see like Elizabeth and E.T., which in the movie, his name's like Vincent.
I thought his name was Vincent.
So did
I. But his name is Vincent.
Filia.
I feel like his parents wanted to name him Vincent and just didn't
know how
to spell it.
Yeah, they couldn't land that.
They were like, I think this is it.
But we're not going to call him Vincent. No. We're going to call him E.T. So just so you know the real person, if you want to Google him, his name is Vincent.
It's Vincent. Vincent?
It is not,
Filia.
Yes. And he's a real creepy dude.
And it sounds super made up. Probably is.
No, that's his
so
name.
They're all walking by the bunker and he holds a gun to her head and he tells her to keep quiet and he's like, they're never gonna find you because they were right here and they didn't see the bunker. That's how good I made this bunker.
That's
like,
how good my bunker
he's
is.
He's very nerding out on how cool his bunker is and he's like, yeah, check this out. I built this myself.
I mean, that's fair. It's a cool bunker.
I mean, yeah, true. If it wasn't a situation where she was kidnapped, I would be like, cool bunker.
Dude, this is a cool ass bunker,
yeah,
man.
Can I stay here
for 10 days?
Yes. And he tells her that he built this bunker actually for his wife.
Okay.
His wife, who he calls Peanut.
Yes, Peanut.
And she hurt him by lying, and she told the police that he raped her. And they took her out of state and put her in protection. She's in like protection of somewhere. Yep. And since his wife couldn't come to the bunker, he has replaced the wife with Elizabeth, mm-hmm. basically, is what
that
he tells her.
Sense.
Wow, I mean, he's pretty right out. He's yeah. getting right out there and saying.
Yeah, really efficient. Yeah. Like, I got saying this bunker. It. Okay. I need someone to fill. Like, I'm going to go get someone.
Great. Mm-hmm. I don't.
He opens up to her. And she's like, touching his leg and being like, I understand. She's like trying to be empathetic to like, so he doesn't kill her. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Right. Yeah.
No, she's playing the game.
Like, yeah, she totally good. Is. That's how I knew she was popular in high school. Cause I'm like, she's not like, she's like working
yeah,
this a little
bit.
Working this guy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he tells her that he's put bombs all around the bunker, and if she tries to escape and run away, the bombs will explode, and it's booby-trapped to the wazoo.
He's just like, look, here's the thing. It's booby-trapped to the wazoo. There's bombs everywhere. You don't know where they are.
These bombs never just go saying. Off, by the way, during all the searches.
No, like,
right.
I don't think they're actually why are
they
bombs.
They're definitely air bombs. Quotes bombs.
Yeah,
bombs. Also, do you want to talk about his tinfoil blanket?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so he has a little big-ass sheet of tinfoil. Like, he just, like, went to Target and bought a big roller.
I didn't know you could buy those.
Oh, maybe at Costco.
Well, you can buy those. You can buy the those
industrial-sized things. It was aluminum foil sheet.
Oh, okay. It wasn't like the those heat things. Okay.
It was a blanket-sized.
Aluminum
like
foil.
Like a space blanket. Have you seen, like, not Breaking Bad, the other Better Call?
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, a space blanket.
He has a space blanket.
They have those. Yeah.
So he puts it over them when the helicopters fly by because, you know, there's a search party. And he's like, this will block infrared.
Like the heat sensors.
Oh, infrared? Oh, it definitely
does. Is that true?
No.
Oh, okay.
Nope.
Well, see, this is why we would be kidnapped, Carmen, because we would be like, oh, yeah, I believe you.
Actually, infrared, because like, or they would be like, it wouldn't block heat sensing. Cause
yeah.
Because like, because it's made to generate more heat in your body. Like
right.
It goes
but
back
it worked.
It,
I mean, they couldn't find them. With
I
this.
Mean, it worked in the movie. I'm
yeah,
sure it worked
that's
in the
true.
Movie.
I don't know.
Just like putting mud on yourself protects you from the heat vision of the Predator.
Mm. Oh.
In the
that's
Predator.
True, yeah.
Also, to pass the time, instead of hiding under aluminum foil, they have shooting practice mm-hmm. with
yeah.
the gun, which isn't an actual gun. It's a BB gun.
Okay.
And E.T. shows Elizabeth how to shoot the gun,
mm-hmm.
gives her the gun to play target practice with a bucket. Okay? Shows her how to take off the safety, everything.
He's okay. like, you're good at this.
You're really good.
Wow, you're
let's
really
keep practicing yeah. shooting this gun. And she's like, yes, yes, please show me how to shoot
yeah,
this gun.
I like it too. I yeah. like it too,
she's like,
man.
You're
yeah.
a great teacher.
You're my favorite person ever.
You're the best.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, the worst.
Yeah.
And also,
can you tell like in the acting and in the those scenes that she's like, yes, let me learn this gun thing.
I don't
no.
think so.
No. Okay.
No.
Yeah.
I would say that the actress playing Elizabeth didn't have the duality to pull it off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah, that's fair.
She could have done better.
Well, she's probably actually
she's
14.
Actually 14.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, she's fine for 14.
Like, what did you know? 14, nothing.
Well, excuse
that's
me.
Why I was so surprised.
We were acting in classes together when we were 14.
Like, knew to do that. I was kind of like, okay, girl, like, I wouldn't think instinctually it would be like, oh, I have to make this man think I am in love with him. But
right.
She knew to do that.
That is pretty good. That's the best acting ever.
And he was stupid enough to believe that, which is like, okay, why?
Yeah. You
why?
Dumb. You dumb E.T. Also, to pass the time, they go on night walks, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And on these night walks, they go to a car in the middle of the woods and
okay.
get more supplies like ramen noodles and water.
No.
Oh, no, not water.
Yes.
Water's from the river.
Yes.
Okay.
So someone is bringing them food, but not water, and they just drink
river water.
And he's like, if you boil it, it's fine.
I mean, it is.
But it's gross.
It's
like,
gross.
If somebody's bringing, and it's his girlfriend, he has a girlfriend.
Wait,
apparently,
he has a girlfriend?
Including a wife and a girlfriend, okay? The girlfriend is bringing supplies and putting it in the car because he's texting her on his cell phone.
Bitch, bring me water.
Bring water, girlfriend. And the girlfriend's not like, why do you need this? What are you doing in the woods? Like, she's just bringing it. No problem. Mm. We'll meet her later, and then you'll see.
Okay.
I know. Okay. Drew's like, what?
Okay, well, we'll see. We'll see if we meet her later.
So then, like, a helicopter comes by, and E.T. is like, let's run back to the bunker. And Elizabeth loses her shoe, which I thought would come back, but it didn't.
But I feel like she did it on purpose, yeah, too, right?
Like again, leaving a clue.
This girl's smart. I don't think I would have done all that when I was 14.
No.
I just would have been, like, crying, like, my life sucks.
Yeah, here we go. I live in a bunker now.
Yeah.
But she's, like, you know, sneaking around, trying to, like, get saved, you know? Yeah. She's actively trying to save herself. The next day, speaking of saving herself, Elizabeth texts or, like, gets the phone because she saw the phone. Mm-hmm. And she tries to message her mom, like, hey, it's me, Lizzie, with one Z, and I am in a bunker. Come save me. I'm fine, but I won't be for long.
Yeah.
Basically, yeah.
That type of thing.
Right.
And she's trying to, like, go to the door of the bunker and hang it up there and, like, get a signal because she's obviously underground and can't send it.
Yeah. All while E.T. is sleeping because he's a very sound sleeper.
He loves to sleep. He has his shirt off a lot of the movie, just like in E.T. the original movie, Elliot had his shirt off a lot. Just saying.
He does. He just likes having his shirt off.
Yeah. I think Elliot just likes having his shirt off. Okay.
Bless him. Let him have it. Let him do that.
And she also, while he's sleeping, tries to shoot him with the BB gun, but she gets it stuck. Like, she gets the jam. She jams the gun or something.
Again,
just
he doesn't
shoot
wake
him
up
with a BB gun.
Uh-huh. Well, he says, like, if that you shoot someone point blank with this, like, it will kill them.
Not true.
No.
Also, I think this ET man is a liar.
Because a pellet gun is a little
pretty
more.
Sure, he's just a liar.
I think he just lies about everything.
Yeah.
Or he just doesn't know.
True.
He just is like, but if you do, he's just bragging. He's like, but if you put it, someone's face, kill him.
Right.
Like, I mean, it would hurt.
It would hurt a lot.
And then she could maybe get away.
Would not kill you, though.
So eventually the message goes through to the mom. And the mom gets a text, okay? And the first question she says is, should we call this number back?
Oh, my God.
Should we call this number back? And it's a whole thing. She calls the police. The police come. And like, well, did you call the number? And she's like, oh, should I? And like, here, give us the phone, you dumb bitch. We'll call it for you.
And the little brother is like, wait a minute. Why would we call them? Like, if we call them, then they'll know that she sent the message. Like, thank you, little brother.
Yeah, don't call the number that sent the message.
Yeah.
It's obviously,
oh, and that's
like,
the little brother saying that shit?
Yeah.
Good job, dude.
And the cop actually says, like, oh, who's the cop here?
Yeah, who's the professional? And then he calls and he's like, weird, it went to voicemail. Should I leave a message? Like, no, stop.
No, dude.
Why is this happening?
Why are you the worst fucking cops ever?
Thankfully, hot cop comes and he's like, I hope no one tried to call this number because we should just track the phone number with our cop equipment. Yeah. You dumb idiots.
Fucking idiots.
And he's like, he stops the nonsense, takes the phone, tracks the number.
It's still post 9/11. We can do anything we want. We get any information we want.
They track the number to the house where Vincent E.T. lives with
the girlfriend.
The girlfriend. And they interrogate the girlfriend, who is like a hot mess.
A hot mess.
And she's like, I don't know what you're talking about. But eventually she admits that she's been taking stuff to the car. They go find the car in the woods. And they're like, okay, obviously he's within walking distance. Let's recomb the area.
Mm-hmm.
And they are like, debating on whether they should release the information to the press about the text coming through because they want to like call his bluff. But the parents are like, if you do that, he's going to kill her because they're going to know.
Right.
Yeah.
But the cops do release the information to the press.
Yeah. Hot cop is like, I think he's a wuss. I don't think he would kill her. He's just going to run away.
Right. Right. And he like,
oh boy.
E.T. sees the news story.
It's a hell of a risk.
And gets very angry.
It was a huge risk.
It really was. And he gets very angry with Elizabeth, but she's like, I would never lie to you. I didn't do it. I promise.
She convinces him that she didn't send the text, but like, who else would have sent that text?
But he believes her.
He's like, she's like, I love you. I would never hurt you. And he's like, okay.
I guess, Well, okay. But that actually makes... Well, that would make sense for someone like crazy like this.
Right.
Who like it is based on straight ego. And if like it's depending on her life, she's like, what? Like it's a type of fight.
Yeah.
Rather than flight kind of thing. And being like, no. I love you.
Oh, no,
how could I have even done that?
No, I understand her motivation.
Oh, but I mean,
him believing it.
Oh, I can believe that. So
he just believes what he wants to hear.
Yeah. I believe that.
Well, no, because you're so crazy. Like at that point, you're so insane. Like you're doing this because you're so, like it's the ego that is involved in doing something like kidnapping, and thinking that you're like I need you to love me. I need you this.
Right.
Like that is like bananas. Type of thinking, and I think that's easy. It's easy to go like, okay, well, yeah, you're right. Thanks for saying that you love me.
So he does believe her, and then he's like, I'm gonna run away. You're gonna stay here. Mm-hmm. But before he goes, he does tell her that, because she's like, what about your wife? Like, you want to marry me and like make me your wife, but what about your actual wife? And he's like, oh yeah, by the way, Peanut was my girlfriend's daughter, and. You know, the police took her away because she was a child and I loved her. And it turns out it was Elizabeth's classmate that got taken away in the beginning of the movie, Lucy.
Oh.
So she's like, wait, yeah. Lucy from my school? Like, what the fuck? Like, this guy is nuts.
You motherfucker.
But then he leaves and she doesn't wait. She like starts climbing out and she's like, hello, help me, help me. And who comes to save her? Hot cop comes.
Hell yeah, hot cop.
Picks her up.
Throws his jacket over her.
Yep.
He's like, I got you.
Takes her to the hospital, and the families reunite at the hospital, and that's the end of the movie.
Is the end of the movie. I do like when the nurse
is like... This movie
should
be called Hot Cop.
It should be called Hot Cop. The nurse is like, when the family comes, they're like, she's in here, but don't touch her. They all hug her.
It's like, we don't care.
This is our fam.
The actual man was sentenced to like 400-something years without parole. So he is in jail forever.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Oh, that's good.
And the actual girl, Elizabeth, has been very vocal about like, hey, kids, don't talk to strangers and that type of stuff. Like, she's an advocate for like all that.
Hey, if someone puts a bomb around your neck and says they're a cop, they're not a cop. No.
Right.
Cops, she just goes around just explaining that like cops don't have those.
No. Yes.
No, they
cops
do not.
Cops don't have... collar bombs.
Yes, and she went on like a press tour and like did like spoke to everybody. Like she mm-hmm. like even like right after she was very vocal about it because she I guess the trauma didn't hit her really about what had happened, and now she's like dealing with it more that she's been like working on this Lifetime movie and stuff.
Well, what happened like in real life was there a lot of weird nasty shit that happened to her, or was it just like? Just,
I mean, like, she was definitely
kind of fucky and weird.
She was definitely raped in the bunker. And, you know, it says that in the trailer there was like canned food, pornography, tasers, handcuffs, guns. So, you know, like mentally fucked with for sure. So it's not like nothing happened. But I think she just kind of put it out of her mind and was like trying to advocate for people to not happen again.
You know what? This was fucked up and it shouldn't happen again.
No. Right. Exactly.
That's fair.
And she did speak in the documentary that was intercut with the movie. Mm-hmm. Like, she was actually speaking, and she was involved in the production, which I think speaks to Lifetime's... I mean, the movie was not very well done, but I think that they included the family and her in the production of it speaks to their credit, you know? They didn't just, like, exploit this story.
Right, they were actually, like, shown it. So. Yeah.
Right.
That's me.
So,
well, that makes sense.
Carmen, on the podcast, we either pour it up or put a cork in it. What are you going to do to this movie?
I mean, that's hard because the movie was not that good.
Right.
But it's an interesting story and it has E.T.
Right.
Yeah.
So I guess I would pour it up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Drew?
Yeah, blind pour it up immediately because E.T.'s in it.
That's true. Also, E.T.?
Because I don't see it, so I'm just like, just from what you guys are telling me, first reason, E.T.'s in it.
Yeah.
Second reason, Hot Cop.
Hot Cop.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm going to pour it up for Hot Cop.
Hey,
you know?
I liked Hot Cop.
Because you know what? My brother-in-law Oh. He's a hot cop.
He is a hot cop.
Oh.
He's a hot cop.
And I met him in real life without his uniform, and I was like, he's nice. And then when I saw him when he got his like uniform on, I was like, ooh, who dat?
Yeah, he's a hot cop. I'll give him that.
He's a hot cop.
So the uniform really does transform.
It does.
It does, man. It like totally does. I was like, god damn, dude.
Yeah. It's like superheroes for real time.
Right. Right.
I am going to actually put a cork in it. I know I'm going against popularity, which, you know, that's isn't okay. My thing, because I love popularity.
You gotta stay true to yourself.
But E.T. as a child scared.
You are no longer popular.
Yeah, I'm not popular.
With me and
so hard for me to say. But E.T. as a child, I was scared of E.T. Very scary movie, very sad. So, you know, this movie, like the topic or the actual story is interesting to me. But I don't think it was the most well done. I would have rather followed Elizabeth's story and like taken a lot of the family filler out. It just wasn't necessary and like kind of cliche. Like the family stuff was so cliche written, and like I'm like I've seen what's that movie where it's like Sean Penn and his daughter goes missing? Lovely Bones?
Mystic River.
Yeah, done better. The Killing, done better.
Well, yeah.
All those type of things like done way better. So follow the protagonist or the actual person that happened and show me her struggle. I don't really care about the family.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to say.
Or follow Hot Cop.
Follow Hot Cop the whole time.
The whole time. Yeah. Just could be like, hey, wait a minute. I'm this cop. And wait a minute. This sounds weird. Something's fucky with this.
Yes.
And then, you know.
Yeah, you can just fast forward through
and follow him and
parts.
Be like, wait a minute. What about this, though?
Yes. Carmen, before we go, I have a question about like true crime type of things. I know you don't watch a lot of true crime movies, but what do you think like people's fascination with like true crimes would be, or like why is it interesting to like, I mean, they're very popular, like movies, documentaries, books, podcasts.
I mean, for me personally, and I've heard other true crime enthusiasts also speak to this point, is that I have a huge, like dying in a violent way is number one fear, tied with airplane crash. And it's almost like...
That'd be a pretty violent way to die.
Yeah, okay, I guess that counts as violent.
So that counts as violent.
But like murdered,
right. by another person.
Yeah, so like you would think it would be weird then to want to read all about it. But I mean, I fall asleep to like audiobooks of true crime or like murder shows. Like it's just like comforting for me.
Mm-hmm.
And... it's kind of like you are learning. It's almost like, okay, this happened, so I better not, you know, do like all these things. Not that anyone prepping. Deserves it, but it's kind of like things to look out for and just like being aware
of your surroundings, of like anything. Like,
that's a prepping sort of thing.
Like knowing that all this stuff has happened and can happen feels comforting. Not comforting, but like it feels better than not knowing about it. I'd rather know that this is a possibility so I can
be like
on the lookout for it.
You guys are, it's like the version of like preppers, like people prepping for an apocalypse.
Yeah,
but you're actually prepping for a thing that will probably most likely happen way more than an apocalypse. Is murder. It's murder prepping,
right?
But also probably not happen to me.
Right, but
I mean,
it could.
It could.
It's more. Well, I'm just saying it's more doomsday. Likely. I'm saying it's more likely than doomsday happening.
True.
Right? It's more likely to just some fucking piece of shit.
I mean,
look
how many Lifetime movies are based on true stories of this happening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot.
And how many true stories of an apocalypse happening? There's none. They're all science fiction.
There's none.
They're all science fiction.
Right. So cool. That wraps up our conversation about Girl in the Bunker. Good segue for another podcast on the network that I want to plug about true crime, since we're talking about a true crime podcast or true crime movie with a true crime podcast.
True crime
movie? Check out Doc Hard on Universe Head Network with Cooey and Bex. They cover a documentary. They do true crime. They do actually a bunch of different types of documentaries.
Yeah, all sorts of documentaries.
But you definitely should check them out. Doc Hard on Universe Head Podcast Network. That wraps up our conversation today. Carmen, do you have anything you'd like to plug in this segment of the end of the show?
I have nothing to plug.
Okay.
That's
well.
Fine. And that's okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
And that is okay.
I'm just a regular person.
Just a regular gal.
Party, you know.
There you go. Drew, anything for you?
You can follow me at Drew But With Pants on Instagram.
Yeah.
I post pictures of my cat, mm-hmm. my garbage shitty cat, and I also am the co-host of the Not Safe for Work podcast, also on the Universe Ed Podcast Network.
There you go. Check out all those podcasts. Thank you both for being here.
Yeah, thanks
and
for having me.
Yeah, thank you, listeners, for checking back in with Lifetime on Court. We watch these movies so you don't have to, but if you do, we'd love to hear from you. You can email me. You can find me at Patrick Miguel or the podcast at Lifetime on Court. Don't forget to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. Okay, that's it. Bye.
Bye. Bye.